Tuned into the Dave and Ness Show here on the number one station.
You're tuned in to the Dave and Ness Show only on XFFM.
Welcome back here. Welcome back here on the Dave and Ness Show. And by the way, yeah, for the listeners, you know, the loyal listeners, you know, DJ Dash hasn't been here for a while. And yeah, something that you guys should know as well is the show's name is gonna change. So it might be next week or this week. This week is actually finishing. It's the weekend, by the way. Yeah, so it can be next week. Just expect it, yeah, expect it to change. And I'm actually gonna reveal, not on the show, but yeah, future shows, what the name of the show is going to be. Even when it changes, in fact, you're gonna actually notice it's gonna still be me on the picture, but with a different name. Yeah, so just stay tuned and yeah, keep your eyes looking for that. Make sure that you're watching and you're making sure that, yeah, you know what is happening on the Dave and Ness Show. So today's topic, as you know it, yeah, you already read it. Yeah, you know what the topic is. You know what we're going to be talking about. I know the only thing that you're missing is the content, because the topic itself is on another level. Yeah, so this is going to be a very interesting session, because we're going to be looking at different areas, tackling different stuff. And yeah, it caught my interest. It actually did catch my interest. It caught my attention. That's why I did the show. And we're doing the show on this topic. So, another thing. There's going to be people that are not going to like it. Just like last week. And there's people that are going to like it. They're going to love it, in fact. Yeah, you know, the right people are going to love it. But the topic itself is gay rights. So yeah, you saw it. You saw it was written gay rights, and you are like, okay, I want to hear that. I want to know what is going on. And yeah, at the end of this show, if you don't like the show, yeah, I'll pray for you. Yes, I don't hate you. In fact, we all don't hate you. We love you. So hopefully, yeah, you're going to get something that's going to help you in this show. And yeah, like I said, the topic is gay rights, and it's going to be on another level. And I hope you guys are good. I hope you guys are awesome, because I've been amazing. I've been awesome. I've been prepared. I've been in a seat where I couldn't wait for me to actually talk about this topic. And if you guys are always updated, you know, on Facebook and checking out the Dave and Nash, yeah, you know, page, which is Dash and Nave, including the SLW page, and there's also other pages there on Facebook, including also Active FM 777. If you guys have been checking out the pages and all the stuff, you'll actually stay aware of what is coming. So yeah, just make sure you're always doing that. And yeah, don't forget myself. Don't forget, did you hear that? But the way I said it was interesting. Sounded like other stuff. But don't forget my page as well. My personal page is Nash Workaholic Bo. Not B-O-W. B-O-B-O. So yeah, I just say it how they love saying it. You know, the audience. Yeah, how the people love saying it. So like I said, today we're going to be talking about gay rights. And I know you people are waiting for the content, because the content is going to be on another level. It's going to be amazing. We're going to talk about interesting stuff. So stay tuned in. Don't go anywhere. We're coming back for an awesome news session.
Yo, what's good? It's T-Mar.
Yo, this 40 Days.
And this is Jay Solo. And we are the Counterculture Crew. And we're here to introduce our brand new single,
New Beginnings,
right here on Active FM.
Yes. Yeah.
Rapid Trade is passionate about mobility and solutions that make a difference in your business.
From mobile sales
and sales management to van sales and proof of delivery. For a demo, call Rapid Trade at 011-493-9755. Rapid Trade, ahead of the game.
Got that flavor, yeah. Even when the world counts me out,
money. Just remember this about me.
I got that flavor. Real good stuff, baby. Taste buds, they can never get enough, baby. Chef life in the go, cooking up, baby. Making music that'll really pick you up, baby. If you're feeling down, this should lift you up. The Lord came down from heaven way up above, just to show the whole world that he really loves. Even gave us the recipe to replicate the same love. That must mean I got that flavor, yeah. Even when the world counts me out, that taste I savor, yeah. Because it's God-given, I'm gotta be flossy. Holy Ghost keeps me saucy. Ain't no time to be salty, that's folly. Just remember this about me. I got that flavor. The savior is the reason that I came up in this game, despite the haters and instigators. Came a long way, used to be a faker. Now I'm too focused, yeah. Full speed ahead, no slowing down. Gotta share the truth, no choking up. Trying to see all my people level up, level up. Ooh. Better believe it. Doing this for a kingdom, doing it cause I'm free from the past that kept me from my freedom. Trying to be a beacon of hope in a dark place, that's something we sometimes all face. That's why I'm so grateful for grace, man. I cling so close to this faith, man. It's what keeps me up when I feel like I can't stand. You know it, this life is my one chance, so I can't blow it. No, I can't blow it, I got that flavor, yeah. Even when the world counts me out, the taste I savor, yeah. Because it's God-given, don't gotta be flossy. Holy Ghost keeps me saucy. Ain't no time to be salty, that's folly. Just remember this about me. I got that flavor, yeah. Even when the world counts me out, the taste I savor, yeah.
Just fight a little longer, my friend. It's all worth it in the end. But when you got nobody to turn to, just hold on and I'll find you. I'll find you. I'll find you. Just hold on and I'll find you.
Switching the push, but tell God I'ma need a whole lot of hope, keeping it together. I'm smiling in every
fight a little longer, my friend. It's all worth it in the end. But when you got nobody to turn to, just hold on and I'll find you. I'll find you. I'll find you. Just hold on and I'll find you. I'll find you. I'll find you. Just hold on and I'll find you.
Welcome back here on the Dave and Nash Show. Yes, this is the new session. I know you guys have been waiting for this session because even in the news, you still get interesting and amazing content which changes your life. So, today in the news, headlines. The first thing that we're going to talk about is, okay, something that happened in Russia. So, we had an interesting situation I don't want to say tragedy. Yeah, almost said tragedy. Yeah, but that one. It's going into the Dave and Nash dictionary. I almost said tragedy. Yeah, that one. You see, I almost said that one. But I'm not going to say it. I am not going to say that because it's a situation that is interesting. So in Russia, what happened is the police, the Russian police, you know, basically you cannot say police and then you're like, yeah, which police? Yeah, yeah. So in Russia, the Russian police detained 24 gay rights activists in Russia, right there in Russia. So there in Russia, there's a place called St. Petersburg. Yeah, for those people that stay there, shout out to you guys. Yeah, I know you guys are like, yeah, that's my home, that's where I'll stay, man. So yeah. There in St. Petersburg, 25 gay rights activists were arrested and detained. Not really arrested, but detained. Because they were doing something that they're not supposed to do. You know, this rainbow colors, flag and all those stuff. Yeah, for some people, they didn't know. They thought it was just fashion and all those stuff. You know, on the mode, yeah, she spoke about it. But yeah, some people thought that it was just fashion. No! You're standing up for gay rights. You know, yeah, that LG... BT, yeah, plus, because there's more and all those stuff. So LGBTQ plus, yeah, that. When you got those rainbow colors, that's what you're standing for. Without you knowing, but you actually, I didn't know until I heard the mode show. That is how amazing it is, the fashion show, you know, listening to it
concerning fashion, and then guess what? Boom, I'm hearing about the rainbow colors and all those stuff. I thought rainbow colors were like just awesome and all those stuff, because you got sneakers, there's sneakers that look good and, you know, different colors. Like, I mean, there's Adidas sneakers that I got that look interesting, but now you got rainbow colors that say that you standing up for gay rights. That is definitely, yeah, interesting. So yeah, that was Russia in St. Petersburg. Yeah, they arrested 25 gay rights activists. Next up is ISIS. I know you people know about ISIS. ISIS is on some other level. They're on their own level of, yeah, I don't know, persecution and stuff. So what happened is ISIS claimed, I'm going to read it for you, ne? I'm going to read it for you. So just mind my break and stopping in between that I took, you know, yeah. Just flush it out of your brain and we carry on. So carrying on, ISIS claims responsibility for death of American cyclists on trip around the world. So Lauren Cohagen, yes, not Cohagen, I'm lying. Forgive me for lying. That's why I told you I'm gonna take breaks in between. So Lauren Cohagen and Jay Austin. So those two people were killed in a cyclist tour. So they were going out there and, you know, doing a world tour. And then ISIS killed them. Pa. Yes. By the way, the head of ISIS, you know, the leader of ISIS has been arrested. So if you didn't know, there is another news headline. Go check out what's happening. And the stuff that he speaks about, it's like, yo, really interesting, because it says, yeah, the people that they get... yeah, traffic, some of them, they rape them. Yeah, so it's actually interesting, the stuff that they do. Some of them are, yeah, they're like really, when I say interesting, I'm not saying good, I'm saying bad. So normally I'll use interesting for both good and bad, but the way I say it will tell you what I'm actually, yeah, you know, saying. So yeah, it's bad. Go check that out. And then the next headlines on the news. This is bad, eh? It's really bad. So in USA, so right there in the USA, yeah, shout out to all the USA listeners. Apparently, there were tanker trucks that exploded. So I'm lying. It wasn't USA. Forgive me, eh? Forgive me. It was Italy. So shout out to the Italy listeners. So yeah, in Italy, what happened is there were tanker trucks that caused an explosion in the Italy, and guess what? 2 dozen. Okay, so basically what happened is 2 tanker trucks collided, and then they caused an explosion. It was on the highway, by the way. Yes, did you hear that? Highway, by the way. So right there in Italy, 2 tanker trucks on a highway collided, and then an explosion happened where 2 people were killed and injured 12. So a lot of people were injured, and then only 2 people were killed. So we're actually grateful for the fact that on that highway, 2 people only died. I think it's the people that were inside the trucks. But the reason why, yeah, the explosion happened is because both trucks were carrying liquid that was flammable. And as a result of that, when they collided and caused the spark, yes, the liquid exploded, which also affected the other cars surrounding there and all those things. And yeah, it was actually bad. And the incident actually took place on the highway near Bolga Airport there in Italy. So sorry for that. I'm really, yeah, those are my condolences. Yeah, you know, ish, condolences. Yeah, I almost said other stuff, but yeah, forgive me for that. Next up on the headline is the drought that is happening in Northern Europe. So it's bad. It's bad. A farmer, you know, that was not even was. Yo, there's a lot of farmers. Eh? There's actually a lot of farmers. So what is happening is there's a drought that is bringing worries on the farmers there in Northern Europe. And the reason why is because at this time they have green grass. But at the moment, it's very bad because it's brown. It's not green. So the farmers are worried because this drought is causing a lot of stuff that is not supposed to be happening. So there was a farmer that has been farming for 30 years in Finland. and he said that it's worrying him because it's not normal. Yeah, it's really bad. So that is what is happening right there in the northern Europe. It's bad. It's really bad. So I hope you guys actually took notes in the news. I know the first one actually grabbed your attention, the one on the gays, you know, activists. Yeah, that one, forget, that one's going into the David Nash dictionary. But yeah, I hope you guys took notes in the news. So don't go anywhere, we're gonna come back for a short session and then get into the real stuff.
It's my day. This is the day that the Lord has made, my day. Say it with me one time, today is my day. Gotta mean it, though. I don't know what day it is, but it's my day. I never did it y'all way, I did it y'all way. I stood on the sidelines watching y'all play, and still enjoyed every minute of the game. I don't know what day it is, but it's my day. I never did it y'all way, I did it y'all way. I stood on the sidelines watching y'all play, still enjoy every minute of the game. I just wanna make music that means something. Type of lyrics that make you wanna dream something. Go somewhere you never been, cause you know you never seen nothing. Brody, it's a world out there waiting for you to conquer, but the crabs in the barrel make you think it's a problem, so you never leave. And ironically, those branches only lead to the trees. Now you smoking and hopeless, because you lost focus. Treating life like a game, cause you got tokens. When the game's over, you gon' meet the maker. Sonic Hedgehog, meet the Sega. Genesis, ain't no end of this. The beginning is just a revelation.
I don't know what day it is, but it's my day. I never did it y'all way, I did it y'all way. I stood on the sidelines watching y'all play, and still enjoyed every minute of the game. I don't know what day it is, but it's my day. I never did it y'all way, I did it y'all way. I stood on the sidelines watching y'all play, still enjoy every minute of the game.
I'm right where you want me to be, so content with a small crowd. Mastering my craft, learning from my past. Walking down the path that the master has crafted. Sin wrote a check, the master has cashed it. I had to pull the MasterCard. Y'all thought Visa was Jesus. Everybody wanna relish in it when they hot dog, but they don't want beef with the kingdom.
Let us pray.
Lord bless his bread while he catch up to the metaphor.
Yeah, Lord.
May his cheese be extra like he must have thought it was better for him. And I could go on and on about how you did it for me. I did not deserve it. I'm grateful you're worthy. Today is the day of the free.
I don't know what day it is, but it's my day. I never did it y'all way, I did it y'all way. I stood on the sidelines watching y'all play, and still enjoyed every minute of the game. I don't know what day it is, but it's my day. I never did it y'all way, I did it y'all way. I stood on the sidelines watching y'all play, and still enjoyed every minute of the game.
See you. Music is hot music.
Welcome back. So, like I always say, you know, in this session, yeah, Christ music is the best music that you can ever listen to. Christ music is hot music itself. I think there's no other music that beats Christ music, because we simply talk about Christ, we talk about the gospel, and we inspire at the same time. And the message actually influences you to do things that you wouldn't do. And it also affects the type of lifestyle that you live. Like I said in one of the shows where there were females that were listening to Beyonce's song where she divorced Jay-Z. And she was telling the ladies also, if the man don't make you happy, guess what you must do? Divorce. And guess what? A whole dozen amount of females heard the song, they were listening to the song, and guess what they did? They divorced their husbands. And then Beyonce went back to Jay-Z. Now what are those ladies gonna say to their husband? I'm sorry, I was listening to Beyonce and then now he went back, so can I also come back? The guy probably is gonna be like, yeah, stuff you, I've already moved on, now you coming back and what. Now that is bad. First of all, divorce, we do not give it a go ahead, so don't even get there. Second of all, change the type of music that you're listening to. Don't listen to worldly music. Don't listen to the secular artists. Listen to Christ music, which is hot music here on Active FM.
Yeah, man, this is DJ Espresso.
Welcome back. Yeah, welcome back. This is the session that you guys have all been waiting for, and I am not gonna take time. I'm actually gonna get into it. By the way, if you did not know, which you are supposed to know, I know you know, we're talking about gay rights. Yes, you read it. You are actually, in fact, now you read the title also again, because I said that you read it. So you read gay rights. Am I lying? No, of course I'm not lying, because you can see it. Yebo. So, by the way, yebo means yes. So, we're going to be getting into it. Now, before I actually thought of, you know, doing the show on gay rights, I actually went on to the news updates, yeah, checking up the latest news and what's trending and all those stuff. And then I actually noticed the gay rights stuff is trending, and we gotta get into this thing, because there's some issues that we need to be tackling, there's some problems that we need to be tackling, there's some mindsets that we need to be tackling that are not being tackled. Why? Because the Christians are too comfortable in their seats. So this is the radio station that is not scared to release stuff like this. Yeah, we're not scared to tackle situations like this. So the gay rights. First of all, my point of view based on gays. I do not give people the go-ahead to turn into gay, because that is wrong. It is very wrong. And yeah, within the show, you know, second session, we're going to tackle why it's wrong. But it's wrong. So if you're one of them and you're listening to this, I'm sorry, but it's wrong. Eh? But stay tuned in, keep on listening, and you're going to understand why I'm saying it's wrong. And hopefully by the end of the show, you're going to have a mind state that is going to help you in terms of your future to come. You know, the future that's ahead of you. Yeah. So, I actually went on the internet and I got attracted to a article which got me into speaking on gay rights. Now, one of the articles that I got attracted by was the article that spoke about the constitution. You know, here in South Africa, if you're in South Africa, you're gonna know what is happening, you know. Yeah, so the constitution actually is, you know, the Bill of Rights. Yes, if you're in South Africa, you know what I'm talking about. Also, the people that are out there, you know, in the other countries, you're supposed to know what I'm talking about. Now, the Bill of Rights has every single rule and morals of how the whole nation is supposed to be treating each other. So, South Africa on itself has a Bill of Rights of how people are supposed to act, treat each other, take care of the community, environment, people, conduct, all of them, culture, you know, everything that you have to mention. So, that is the Bill of Rights. And Section 9... that contains sexual orientation content caught my attention. Because when you go into Section 9, now gays, lesbians, and all of these people that are interesting, you know, yeah, the candidates of the LGBTQ, you know, all of them, plus, because they added a plus sign, because this thing just keeps on going and going and going and going. It never finishes. I don't understand. Why is it not finishing? Why is it not going backwards? It's just going forward and adding more letters, which means something else now. That is bad. Yeah, it's really bad. Now, if you go into Section 9, you actually find out that gays, lesbians, transgender, you name them, all of those people, they don't have a specific section that deals with them, saying gays have rights to this, that, lesbians have rights to this, that, transgender, yeah, people have the rights to this, that, I almost said transgender rights, yeah, but yeah, I had to put people because we don't know what to call them, but yeah, we just say transgender people are confused, so yeah. You people are confused. I'm saying it right there because you don't know your identity. Now, Section 9 doesn't speak about gays. It doesn't mention them in specific, you know, and all those stuff. Now, when I read Section 9, it was interesting because people, the way they change content and meaning of it, it's actually interesting, eh? It's like really interesting what people can do. They hear one thing, they read one thing, and then guess what? They change it to suit them. Now, as I went through Section 9, where it speaks about the sexual orientations, it speaks about how we all should treat each other with equality, you know, I almost said equality, but yeah, forgive me for equality. So Section 9 speaks about how we should treat each other with equality, no matter the language, no matter the place where you are born, no matter the sex, no matter the gender, no matter the color, black, white, female, male, all of those stuff. That is what it focuses on, and then it speaks about how we shouldn't discriminate against each other, you know, and all those stuff, including the marital status. You know, it actually speaks about whether the person is married or not married, you still treat them equally and all those stuff. And it was interesting because when I read that, I didn't read the part where it says gays, what this, that, lesbians, what this, that, and all those stuff. Okay, I understand the gender part. But the reason why it was written gender part is because there's males and females. Not males, females, transgender, lesbians, what. That one, I don't know. Eh? Some other person that was interesting decided to go and read that and mistranslate it or change it, in other words, to suit them. Now, if you straight, when you read this thing, it speaks to you in your straight mindset. And you see the rest of this other false, interesting mindset as wrong. Now, if you're not in that straight mindset, you suit it to your own situation and all the stuff. Now, another article that caught my attention was the article that was based on the rainbow wave. Yep, the rainbow wave. Now, this is in USA. Yo, it's actually interesting what is happening in USA. Now, Most of the people think it's just USA. Guess what? It's not USA only, eh? It's like Italy in the news. Guess what they did? They detained 25 gay rights activists in Italy. Imagine, in Italy, Russia, Italy, Russia, USA, South Africa, all of these places, it's happening. It is happening. Now, just like there in Russia, Italy, here in South Africa, you know, we all have these things that is happening here. Same thing there in, yeah, in USA, you know. Now, this article was interesting when I was reading it. So, the heading of itself, you know, the heading of the article itself, guess what it was written? It was written, a rainbow wave, question mark. 2018 has more LGBT candidates than ever. That was the topic of the article itself. Now, this is shocking, eh? Shocking. So, right here in 2018... guess what? 2018 has the largest amount of LGBT candidates that they've ever seen. It has the largest. Yes. Yeah, like the largest. Uh-huh. You heard me right. You heard me right. Yeah. And this is the scary part. There's even a record that was broken. So there's a record number of lesbians, gays, bisexuals, or transgenders candidates that are running for office in November as Donald Trump's administration. I know, hey, scary. They're running after those positions. And the reason why they're running after those positions is because the state level politicians have moved to pull back some legal protections. So they want to be part of this. And the reason why they want to be part of this is because they say that people who are gay, they need to have a say in the constitution. People who are lesbian, they need to have a say in the constitution. People who are bisexual, they need to have a say in their constitution. What if that person who's transgender, they actually a murderer, you know, and a murderer, not a murder. I almost said, yeah, in fact, I did say a murderer, a murder. But forgive me for that. It's going into the Dave and Nash dictionary. In terms of phrases, but imagine if this person who is bisexual, they're actually a murderer. They are assassinating people, and the only way for them to assassin people is if they are bisexual. So if they decide, I'm a guy trapped, yeah, you know, in a woman's body, or I'm a woman trapped in a guy's body, because I'm a woman trapped in a guy's body, I know that they'll allow me in the guy's toilet and the lady's toilet. And if I go in the lady's toilet, guess what? I can kill them in there. I can do stuff that I'm not supposed to do if, yeah, they didn't allow me. I wasn't going to be able to do. But imagine if they're in that position. Now, this is scary because there's people who are gays, lesbians, bisexual, transgender. They all this stuff. And they're actually running after the high authority positions. They're running after those positions on top. And one of the subheadings, you know, in this article was, the truth demands our attention, which is true. It's actually true. And I'm, you know, the next week's show is gonna be the topic. You've heard it itself. It's gonna be based on the truth demands our attention. So that's the topic for next week's show, because I want to get into details in terms of that statement right there. The truth demands our attention. Now, they were actually speaking about how it's true that they are gays, it's true that they are lesbian, it's true that they are transgender, it's true that they are bisexual, and because that is the truth, we need to give them attention. They deserve our attention. So they deserve to have a say. They deserve our attention in terms of how we should treat them. Yo, so it's like interesting, eh? That is what they are talking about. That is what is happening at this state in time, at this very point as we are speaking. It's happening in all these different countries, like even here in South Africa, because I'm in South Africa. So even here in South Africa, it's happening. Even there in USA, it's happening. Plus, this is there in USA. People are running after the administration, you know, position under Trump. Now, They know that if I'm under there, I got that position. Guess what? I have a say. I'm going to say this to Mr. Donald Trump, you know, President Donald Trump, and he's going to listen and he's going to initiate. But now, don't forget, President Donald Trump also, he listens to the pastors that are mentoring him. So, yeah, that is something that you should put in mind. But right there, that last statement right there, yeah, it just caught my attention. And when we come back for the second session, I'm gonna open with that statement: the truth demands our attention. So stay tuned in. We're still speaking about gay rights, we're still speaking about what is happening, we're still speaking about what needs to be happening. So don't go anywhere. I'm gonna give you something that's amazing, something that's awesome, something that's gonna sizzle your hearts, you know, for more. So that's what we're going to give you, the awesome and amazing stuff. Stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after this.
Get your tambourines out. Very near. I surrender. You are now.
Hey, get ablaze by active worship today. Contact us for more info on www.activefm.co.za.
Welcome back. In fact, not welcome back. The truth demands our attention. Woo! That statement right there got me. Woo! Woo! Right there, that expression should tell you that. Woo! The statement right there is actually awesome. Now, the truth demands our attention. Now, I'll be honest with you. This LGBTQ plus stuff, I do not agree with it. I do not stand up for it. So if you see me wearing colorful stuff, I am not supporting this LGBTQ and gays and all those stuff, rights and all those things. So if I'm wearing colorful stuff, I told you, I'm not supporting these things. I do not give them the go ahead. In fact, I give them the go down backwards to where your original design is. Go back to who you are meant to be and who you are. So don't stick to this LGBTQ plus. Why are you always getting into trends that are not good for you? Hey, if someone is going into the fire, you're going to follow them into the fire. For the people who are crazy, they will. But the people who are not crazy, they won't. So right there, right here, right now, I am deciding that I'm not going to be part of this thing, and I refuse to be part of this thing. So please, no. If you see me wearing colorful stuff, like I said, I am not supporting this. So right there, the truth demands our attention. Now let's speak about the truth. What is the truth? What is the truth? I know a lot of people, like, they saying, yes, I'm gay. That's the truth. That's how I feel. So you gotta respect that. You gotta be in a position where you respect me for being who I am. That is not the truth. That is not who you are. Whoever that told you that you are gay, that is a lie. It's not the truth. It's probably a lie from the devil. So don't forget as well, we don't fight people. We fight the principalities and the forces of darkness. So I'm here to tell you the truth. Fearless. Not scared. The truth demands our attention. So why not listen to the truth and actually act upon the truth, not a lie? Why are we all acting upon a lie? That is very wrong. It's very, very wrong. Now, something that I can say is a lot of people, they don't know the difference between the truth and a lie. Why? Because they have no knowledge of what truth is. They think the truth is what they hear. They think the truth is them saying that I'm gay. That is not a truth. Story. It's not a true conviction. It's not the truth itself. It is not. In fact, that is a lack of knowledge. And it's something that I want to tackle now. Lack of knowledge. People don't know the truth because they have lack of knowledge. Which is interesting because the Bible actually speaks about this stuff. And you know this LGBTQ plus situations? The Bible speaks about it. And people say the Bible is old fashioned and all those stuff. Old fashioned, yet it's so accurate in our time. So, lack of knowledge. What is lack of knowledge? What does lack of knowledge look like? You know, referring to this gay rights topic and this gay rights situation where people are fighting for gays and all those things. So, yes, the person is a human. That is right. We're supposed to fight for the person as a human. We're supposed to fight them, but we're fighting the wrong battles by sending them to a place where they're going to get killed. It's bad. It's like you fight for your friend or your family member to not go to war, only to find out that this person is fighting for the family member to not go to war, but this person is taking them into the danger zone where they will get shot. Might as well go to the war and get shot that side. Because, yeah, in my mind, doing the right thing, not the wrong thing, which you're telling me to do. So, yeah, right there. Lack of knowledge. What does lack of knowledge look like? Which is interesting. We're going to tackle it from the Bible. Now, check this out. Check this out. People are actually in a state where they're confused. That's why they think they're gay. They're in a state where they are perishing because they don't know who they are in Christ. They don't know their identity. That's why they say, I got to fight for gay rights. The person who wrote the Bill of Rights, he was right because he was in his right mindset. If he was gay, he was going to say, gays deserve this right, what. Yeah, going on, so on, and all the stuff. So check this out. Let's go into the book of Let's go into the book of Hosea, chapter 4, verse 6. And it's interesting what it says. So listen up. This is the Lord. And the Lord is in a state where he's angry. You know, he's angry at the people that are rebelling against him. So in our state, how are we rebelling against him? We're rebelling against him because, yeah, we say we're gay, but he didn't create us gay, you know. We're rebelling against him in terms of the way we live our life, the lifestyle that we're living. Some people don't even know that, yeah, God is angry at them. So, I'm telling you right now, if you're not in your original design, God is angry at you. And he actually wants you to get fixed and fix the situation that you're in. So, check this out. Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. This is what it says. My people are destroyed because they have no knowledge. You priests have refused to learn, so I will refuse to let you be priests for me. You have forgotten the law of your God, so I will forget your children. Now that's bad. That is bad right there. Now something that's interesting is the whole world is called to a royal priesthood. Now people don't even know that they are priests. They don't know that they are royalty. Now, you know royalty right there, king. That's the throne right there, man. Hey, if you got royalty in your blood, you know this guy is a king. And the people that are following him, they princes and princesses, you know, queen and all those stuff. That is royalty right there. Now, priesthood right there. It's actually awesome. That's the best state of royalty that you can ever be in. Not just the king, but priesthood. Royal priesthood. So that is what God has called us into. But now the problem is, we are being distracted by all of this funny stuff that is happening. LGBTQ, some of us are getting even convinced into those stuff. You are right, you are straight, you are walking an awesome, accurate life. And then because you don't have knowledge of what God's word says, bah, you ended up a victim inside that trend as well. You started following the same trend. Now that is bad. What God is saying is, you have refused to be part of that royal priesthood. He called you to tell people about Jesus and live your life accurately and blameless. You know, blameless. Now, because you did not do that, guess what is he going to do? He's going to forget about you and your children. Now, I don't want to be in that position, because I know if he forgets about me, guess what? I'm not entering into heaven. Not entering into heaven. He's going to make sure that I do not enter into heaven. Now, that is lack of knowledge right there. When these situations of the LGB, wara, carry on story, because people have lack of knowledge. They don't know who they are. Now, why you want to be in the same boat? Going to hell, both of you? Nah! I'm not in that position where I want to go to hell because of this LGBTQ plus that I wanted to be part of. So your decisions, they make up your future and they matter. Now, I'm going to read another verse. It's interesting, eh? Let's see what it has to say. We'll explain right now. So Romans chapter 1. Yes, yes, you can even write them down. But that's what I want you guys to do. So Romans chapter 1 verse 26 to 28. What does it say? That is the question that we all supposed to be asking ourselves. What does this verse say, and how does it correspond with the topic that we are talking about? How does it correspond with gays, you know, and all those stuff? So this is what Romans chapter 1 verse 26 to 28 says, starting at 26. Because people did those things, God left them and let them do the shameful things they wanted to do. Women stopped having natural sex with men and started having sex with other women. In the same way, men stopped having natural sex with women and began wanting each other all the time. Men did shameful things with all the other men, and in their bodies they received the punishment for those wrong things. Now, when they're speaking about punishment in their body, they're also thinking, they're speaking about STDs, sexual transmitted diseases. So stuff like that, HIV, you name them, all of them. That's what the Bible is saying. Then verse 28, it says, people did not think it was important to have a true knowledge of God. So God left them and allowed them to have their own worthless thinking. And so they do what should not be done. Boom. Lack of knowledge. See where lack of knowledge gets you. Gets you in a position where you like this. Now, yeah, you say the Bible is old-fashioned. But guess what? This was back in those times when they were doing this. And it's still accurate in our time. God is telling us what is supposed to be happening. Which, this situation here, we're not supposed to be doing what we are doing. You know, we're not supposed to be lusting after our own gender. We're not supposed to be lusting after, the wrong stuff, you know. Wrong knowledge, doing the wrong stuff. We're not supposed to be doing those stuff. What we're supposed to do is look at this situation here. Why did God leave them? God left them because they decided, I want to be gay. They decided, I want to be lesbian. They decided, I'm confused, I'm transgender, and all those stuff. And God left them. He left them. He said, okay, have it your way. But you do not realize that when you have it your way, you do not have the protection of God upon you. And guess what? You're going to eventually start having sexual diseases, yes, STDs, stuff like that. So it's interesting, eh? That's why I do not agree with people being gay, people being confused, saying, I'm a man trapped in a woman's body. I'm a woman trapped in a man's body. I totally do not agree with that. I think it is completely garbage. Yeah, it's complete twack. twerk, complete garbage. So it's wrong. It's actually wrong. Now, right there, sit down, examine your word. Yeah, as in the word. That's what I meant to say. Examine the word and examine your life. Like, actually judge your whole life based on what the Bible says. Are you living accurately like how the Bible says you should live? That is the question. That is the big question, which is interesting. Hey, it's really interesting. Now, got another verse. I got another verse. It's in Mark chapter 10, verse 6 to 9. Now, this one is interesting, eh? It's really interesting. You'll start picking up stuff. If you're in a position where you wanna understand why you're here, what you're supposed to be doing here on earth, it's actually interesting because you're gonna start picking up stuff which are wrong in your life that are not supposed to be wrong in your life, and you'll actually pick up how to actually fix those problems. So Mark chapter 10 verse 6 to 9, this is what it says, starting at 6, not starting, hey, almost said other stuff. So we're gonna start at 6. This is what verse 6 says. But when God made the world, he made people male and female. Hear that? Male and female. Verse 7 goes on to say, that is why a man will leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two will become one. So they are no longer two, but one. God has joined them together, so no one should separate them. Right there. See why this LGBTWQ, whatever letters that they want to add in, doesn't work? Because it goes against what the Bible says, and it goes against our original design. It's like a phone saying, I'm a PC. No. You're a phone. Yes, you might have the functions of a PC, but it doesn't make you a PC. It makes you a phone. You can try and deny that you are a phone. Imagine a phone rebels and decides, I'm gonna be a PC. Ah, that phone's gonna break. You wanna try and install softwares that are gonna show that phone fire. It's gonna crash. The software is gonna stop working. It's gonna get viruses. Dead, everything. Can't change the hardware into a feature that looks like a PC. Why? Because it wasn't designed to be a PC, it was designed to be a phone. Cellular mobile. Yes, it's a pocket PC, but it wasn't designed to be a PC. It was designed to be a phone, so it is able to handle things that operate on a phone. Same thing with us. Yes, we are creative, you know, just like God. We want to experiment, but we are experimenting in the wrong ways. You can experiment the way the Bible says you should experiment, and guess what? You're actually going to have the joy of living here on earth according to what the Lord wants you to do, the way the Lord wants you to live, which is interesting. It is very, very interesting. Now, like I said, people might be like, the Bible's old-fashioned, man. Like, come on, eh? These things were stuff that were done back in those days and all those stuff. The funny thing is, it's accurate, eh? It's accurate. I'd rather live accurately according to the Bible than live a life where I'm not according to the Bible. I'm not living accurate. And then when the time comes for me to go, guess what? I'm regretting. I'm like, Lord, please send me back to earth so that I can fix my life and all those stuff. It's gonna be like, I gave you an opportunity to do that. Why didn't you do that when you were dead, Si? So, yeah. I hope you're actually taking notes and you're actually examining your life and examining these verses. And if you think I'm lying, you can go to the verses yourself. Take notes. Write down. Go read them. Now, I'm going to read another verse. This is basically the guide to you seeing your problem, seeing what the problem is, and you seeing the solution of how you can change your whole problem and mess up that you have. Now, 1 Corinthians chapter 7 verse 2. This is what it says. But sexual sin is a danger. So each man should enjoy his own wife, and each woman should enjoy her own husband. Doesn't say each man should enjoy his own husband. No. That is bad. That is really bad. Or each woman should enjoy her own wife. No. That is bad. You know, God knew that these situations of people lusting after their own gender, he knew that it was gonna happen, and he solved it by making male and female get married, become one. Yeah, stick to your wife, Stay committed to her. Make sure you love her the way he wants you to love her. Not, yeah, now fighting for gay rights and all those stuff. The rights that we're supposed to be fighting is the rights to preach the gospel. The rights of preaching the gospel. The rights of people living according to the gospel. Now, those are the rights that we're supposed to be fighting for. Right? Right? But some people, guess what? They don't want to do it. They do not want to do it. Which is interesting. It's very interesting. So, I do not agree, again, with the LGBTQ, all those stuff, whatever other stuff that they add in there. Simply because I believe you are here on earth for a purpose. And part of that purpose is you to actually live accurately according to the word. Imagine you preaching to someone about believing in Jesus and then you are lesbian. Guess what? They want to ask you, you preaching to me about things that you're not doing. First of all, go sort out your life and then you can come to me. I don't want to become a Christian. Why? Because you're lesbian. And you believe that you have to have sex with the wrong gender, which is not a guy if you are a lady. And it's not a female if you are a man. So you believe in all of this stuff. So you can't be in a position where you're telling me what I'm doing is wrong when you are doing the wrong stuff. So go sort out yourself and come back to me. And people judge Christ, you know, they judge Jesus by the way we live as Christians. So yeah, you can also call yourself a Christian and you're gay, hey? So that is a problem right there. That is another big problem. So yeah, that's the truth. Now, last thing that I want to speak about, which is coming from the verse of Isaiah chapter 5 verse 13. Now, I'm gonna basically close with this one. I'm closing with this verse. And this is what it says. Isaiah chapter 5 verse 13. It says, my people don't really know God, so they will be captured and taken away. Everyone, the respected leaders. So yeah, I'm sorry about that, you know. Yeah. So you gotta forgive me for that break, because my brain didn't take the comma. I'm just gonna read that again. And then yeah, you're gonna understand my situation here on the Dave and Ash Show. Because we have instant breaks, we have instant jokes, we have everything that is awesome. Yeah, but don't forget, the name is gonna change as well. So Isaiah chapter 5 verse 13, reading again, this is what it says. My people don't really know God, so they will be captured and taken away. Everyone, the respected leaders and the common people as well, will be hungry and thirsty. That is what I'm closing with. So right there, look at your life, examine how you're living, judge your life according to the Bible, and actually see, are you living your life accurately? Is it worth fighting for gay rights? Is it worth fighting for lesbians? Is it worth fighting for transgender stuff? I mean, you can say that, yeah, you're a lady trapped in a guy's body, but guess what? When they change those parts, you can't give birth, can't put a baby inside that stomach of yours. You don't have a womb. Why? Because when God created you, he knew how he's going to create you. He's going to create you to create a baby into another lady's womb, not into your own womb by another guy. You don't even have a womb. How? Yeah. Hey, it's going to be interesting. Hey, it's really interesting. So is it worth fighting for these gay rights? In fact, we should be actually changing our perspective and seeing what really matters and focusing on what matters and sorting out that problem. And at this point, we're supposed to be fighting for the gospel, though. We're supposed to be fighting for souls. And if you actually had the mind to see what God is showing us, you'll actually be able to identify that. The devil is using all of these things to distract us from getting souls into heaven. He knows that your body is gonna have a permanent, you know, let me put it this way. The devil knows that you're not gonna live here on earth forever. And he knows that Jesus sent you here on earth for a period of time so that you can get people saved to the kingdom of God. Now, how is he going to make sure that those souls don't go to the kingdom? Because he doesn't want to be in hell alone. He's going to make sure that they don't go to the kingdom by distracting you, by making you feel like you're trapped in a guy's body or you're trapped in a lady's body. And then you don't know your design because you have a lack of knowledge. Guess what? You get captured by the devil. And because you're captured, you can't be effective for Christ. So think about it. Is it worth fighting for gay rights? Is it worth fighting for LGBTQ, WXYZAO01 before they even add numbers and your symbols? Yeah, it's going there. It's going there. Is it worth fighting for all of those stuff? Or should be you living a life that gives Christ all the glory, all the praise? When people look at you, they're like, I want to be a radical on fire Christian. Why? Because that guy lives an awesome life. And the Lord blesses him left, right, and center because he's living accurately. So that was the topic for today. That was the show. I hope you guys took notes. I hope you guys actually examined your life. And yeah, you might be in a position where you have a friend that, yeah, falls under the LGBTQ, XWYZ012, code them 007, whatever you want to name it. You have a friend that falls under that category. And how do you sort out that situation like that? Just take this show, make them listen to it, share it out to them, and pray for them. Pray for them. Remember, we're fighting against principalities and the forces of darkness, not people. You don't punch someone. You fight for them in prayer. Go down on your knees. That is what kills the devil. If the devil makes you angry, go down on your knees, and you'll see what the devil is gonna look like when you're done with him. Yeah. So, see you next week. Friday. Same time, same place. Yeah. Same place. Did you hear that? That is the Dave and Nash dictionary getting added. So same place. Don't forget, next week's topic is the truth demands our attention. That is next week's topic. And don't forget to also catch us on our website, www.activefm.co.za, Facebook page /@activefm777. I'm lying, not at activefm777. /activefm777. And then Instagram @activefm777. Twitter, yes, for the people who thought that we forgot about you, Twitter @activefm777. And also, yeah, you know, for people who use iTunes, yeah, you go on iTunes, ActiveFM, you'll find everything there, the podcasts, yes, all those things. They're gonna be awesome and amazing. And yeah, we're gonna open a channel after the show's name is changed. We're gonna open a channel just for you guys to comment, you know, on those amazing topics and shows, so that you guys can keep on interacting and all those stuff. So stay tuned in, don't go anywhere. Don't forget Iono as well. You can catch Active FM on Iono and share the shows, tell people about it, and yeah, it's gonna change people's lives. Reach out to people. Yeah, people will remember you for changing their lives, eh? That is what we wanna do, all of us. That is what we wanna do. We wanna leave a legacy for us being remembered. See you guys next week, same time, same place. This is DJ Nave, aka Fearless Eagle, signing out. Peace. Hey. Peace. Now. Hear this. Hey, what we gotta do?
Praise, praise, praise the door with the truth. Christ music is hot music. Yeah, bye-bye.
Let's just say I heard the truth.
And this world